Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the scene, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's got to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views. And for the next hour, they're going to be the views of John Perna, who's on the Executive Committee of Lawyers for Ron Paul, and he has an amazing story to tell you. Now, let me tell you a little bit about what I know to be a fact. First of all, I'm firmly convinced that the Ron Paul's committee organization has been thoroughly infiltrated, and for a number of reasons, I've talked to people at the upper echelons of that campaign. It was obvious they were lying to me, and we've repeatedly tried to get Ron onto our programs with 70 outlets across America, almost 70. No way were they ever going to allow Ron Paul to be on my program or on Joyce Riley's program, and Alex Jones has been able to get Ron Paul on for many, many months. They don't want to win. They didn't go into this to win. They went into this to give us the perception that we had a right to, actually, in my estimation. We could run candidates, but, of course, they didn't have popular support. And increasingly, we've seen evidence that Ron Paul has tremendous popular support. And yet, of course, when you get the vote count, why, it's always against him. Now, I learned just yesterday from a member of the executive committee, a man who apparently has been a judge, that in his area they've done exit polls. How do you tell how people vote? Well, you can count the votes. You can do exit polls. And the exit poll showed that Ron Paul got 60%. This is what I was told. I don't know it's a fact, but they got 60% of the polls. 60% of the votes. When they counted him, he got 20%. In other words, the official tally was 20% of the vote, but the exit poll said he got 60%. That's a 300% difference. Ordinarily, the accepted difference between polling and voting might be 3%. 300%? And then, of course, Dan Rather, I saw a program this weekend, probably recorded last week, talking about voting machines. And it pointed out that this one region, why the electronic voting machines in each district said that one person won the election, and then when they recounted the votes by hand, his opponent won the election. The voting machines are rigged, ladies and gentlemen. The voting machines are regularly rigged because that's why we had all this falderall about hanging chads. That was to get you to be willing to go along with the machines, and night after night after night after night after night, we heard about, oh, the hanging chads, we had to do something, and that was, of course, in the 2000 election. And that was simply so we could have the electronic voting machines, which made them much easier to rig the elections. We actually have a video interview with D.B. Kidd, who ran for Congress here. The DVD's called Voter Fraud. And ladies and gentlemen, they're stealing elections in America like they steal them in Egypt and in Russia. Only nobody wants to say it. Well, it's time to say it. John Perna, tell us a little bit about what's going on in Massachusetts.
Yes. Now, in Massachusetts, the Republican Party has actually told the delegates that were elected in the caucuses to represent and to go to the National Republican Convention and vote for Ron Paul, that unless they will sign an oath to vote for Romney, they will be disqualified as delegates. And they say this is a done deal. Of course, the...
in other words, they don't want the people who are elected as delegates. This is the way it's always been done. And now they've changed the rules. Why? Because they want Socialist Party B to be nominated.
The reality is...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Well, Dr. Stan and Sidney on the executive committee of all lawyers for Rome. Basically, of course, in the past, why the delegates were selected by caucuses in the individual states. Yes, the people went to the polls, but certainly the way our system was set up, the public, just like the Electoral College, our founding fathers did not want the people to be able to vote themselves into tyranny, so we do not have a popular vote for the president. We have electors who elect the president. That's what the Electoral College is about, and they've had a similar system in the states for many years. But as far as the election, selection of the delegates, who then will go to the convention and vote, you know, for the whoever the candidate will be. Well, basically, of course, the ruling elite, those people who control both political parties, don't want the American people to have a choice. I mean, certainly Ron Paul wants to do away with the income tax, and certainly wants to do away with the IRS. Every American who's ever thought about it wants to do away, at least almost every American wants to do away with the IRS. Ron Paul wants to do away with $1 trillion of spending the first year and have a balanced budget in 3 years and preserve Social Security and wants to stop the wars. He has tremendous support all across America, and exit polls repeatedly have shown that he's won. And then you bring in the electronic voting machines, and we know that these can be rigged. Now, nobody's talked about this in the past. Oh, we want to be gentlemen, certainly we want to appear to be sore losers. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the very survival of Western civilization. As America goes, so goes the world. We have an honest candidate running, and we have an establishment that controls both political parties. If you doubt that, you need to read what Professor Carol Quigley, a liberal college professor, wrote in his 1966 book, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time, a book that was actively suppressed by somebody coming in and buying up the publisher and destroying the plates to the first half of the book. How do I know that happened? Because I have an interview with Professor Quigley where he tells the story about how it happened. And the last thing they want for the American people is to realize we have two political parties, both going exactly the same direction, and certainly in the past, why we haven't had any candidates get up close to the election who represented us, not since Barry Goldwater in 1964. But this year we do. And, of course, they're trying to convince us, first of all, we should do nothing. They have infiltrated, in my estimation, and taken over Ron Paul's campaign. And his friends can't get through to him. He's been isolated very effectively. But Ron Paul has said, talking about this lawsuit, he would not want to discourage anybody who thought what they were doing was right. I think that probably he realized, of course, that his life and the life of his family are in jeopardy. And if you don't think that they will kill political candidates who they don't like. Remember, they killed Bobby Kennedy, was about to get the Democrat nomination in 1968. And I have an interview with the assassin who was given a contract to kill Ross Perot and his family. He didn't do it. And, of course, Chip Tatum has not been seen or heard from for many years. He was the assassin. You can hear my interview with Chip Tatum by calling 1-800-544-8927. John, you go right ahead.
Yes. I thought it interesting that you mentioned Dr. Cal Quick, and that quote is, the argument that the two parties should represent opposed ideals and politics of the right and the left is a foolish idea. The two parties should be almost identical so that the American people can throw the rascals out without leading to any profound or extensive changes in policies. It should be possible to replace one party with the other party, which will pursue with new vigor approximately the same policy. That is in Tragedy and Hope, Dr. Carol Quigley's book.
And Professor Quigley was totally in favor of this globalist idea of bringing about a world government. He looked down with total contempt upon people like you and me, and if you want to hear the interview with him, we actually have. In fact, we're the only people I know who have an interview with Professor Quigley, or at least this one, and it's available certainly at our from Radio Liberty. You need to hear what Professor Quigley says. He thought this was wonderful. We need a world government run by an elite. And this is the way to run the country. Two political parties, just about the same. Go right ahead, John. If you're out there,
yeah, they think they believe themselves to be so much more intelligent than the rest of us that we would actually be better off, or at least they try to sell us the idea that we would be better off if we just let them decide everything for us. Now, in the book, Tragedy and Hope, written by Dr. Carol Quigley, it was first published by Macmillan and Company. And it went out of print immediately. Now, nobody expected anyone to read that book because it's a scholarly volume. It's 1,300 pages long. It's the kind of you don't want to read it laying down in bed because if you fall asleep and it falls over and hits you in the face, it'll break your nose. W. Cleon Skousen wrote a review and commentary of it called Naked Capitalist, which was a much more succinct and easy to read for the average man, and the jig was up. The cat was out of the bag, and the information about the world international bankers that control everything behind the scenes was getting to be too well known, and somehow the book went out of print. Carol Quigley's book went out of print.
Went out of print because somebody bought up Macmillan and destroyed the plates of the first half of the book and then wouldn't reprint it. That's what really happened. And you would actually hear Professor telling that story in the interview we have.
I heard it from his mouth. I talked to him. I called Macmillan and Company and asked about getting a copy of that. And the little girl who works up there who has no knowledge of the international bankers and the New World Order, she says, I don't understand why they don't reprint this book. It's so popular. We get so many calls about for it, and they won't reprint it. And so anyway, I said, okay, you know, I know you don't understand why. And so I called Dr. Carol Quigley, who was working at a professor at Georgetown University at that time. And I said, Dr. Quigley, I would like to get some copies of your book. He said, my book is no longer available. And I said, well, I understand that it's not available for Macmillan and Company, but I thought you would have some, and I would like to get some copies. He said, my book is no longer available. But real short with me. Then a little while after that, I don't know exactly how long, some pirated copies were produced by a company in Hong Kong, I believe. And they started producing this. Now, Dr. Quigley got a little upset. I suppose he worked really hard on that book, and now he's not getting any of it. Somebody's writing, selling the copies. So he authorized the printing of some additional books. And he suddenly died of a heart attack, I believe it was. He had no history of heart disease. But they meant for this book to have the opposite effect that it had. He was, the whole title, the actual title, Tragedy and Hope, is that it'd be a tragedy if you resist, your head is already in the news, why try to struggle? And hope, meaning how much better things will be if you just let the international bankers run things for you. But then, all of a sudden, people were reading it and realizing, hey, these people are trying to control our lives, and why don't we just decide to control our lives for us? So, we're running a little far afield here. With regard to the election and what's going on, you know, the question, of course, you did mention that Ron Paul had, that he's not going to discourage the lawyers for Ron Paul from doing what we're doing. That's correct. He's also not going to assume responsibility for what we're doing. And people want to know, well, why doesn't Ron Paul do something about all these things that are being done? And the point is, Ron Paul is a human being. Just like other human beings, his day is 24 hours long. Unlike most congressmen, Ron Paul actually reads the bill before he votes. Ron Paul is not omnipotent. Ron Paul does not want to be omnipotent. Ron Paul is not omnipresent. Ron Paul is only in one place at a time, even though thousands of people want him to be in thousands of different places during every moment of every day. And unlike the omnipotent and omnipresent Lord that we worship, Ron Paul must delegate duties to others. Ron Paul is not infallible and makes no claim to being infallible without regard to the millions of people who claim on his behalf that he is infallible. Sometimes Ron Paul delegates duties to persons who are not of the same caliber as Ron Paul, which is unavoidable in light of the fact that there is no one else who is of the same caliber as Ron Paul. And so when Ron Paul has to delegate things to other persons who are of a lesser caliber himself, things don't get done the way they would be done if he was able to oversee everything himself. And so basically, here we have it. The campaign that put the 2008 campaign in the media, it was not the result of the national campaign. The biggest things that happened in that campaign were the blimp and the money bombs. The blimp and the money bombs were both orchestrated out in the put together by one of the most humble people I've ever seen, who would simply say, oh, I played my part. His name was Trevor Lyman. But the national campaign was at that time run by the name of Lou Moore, and when Ron Paul withdrew from that 2008 campaign, Lou Moore went to work for Rudy Giuliani. Now, how dedicated to a particular principle can somebody be if he would take a paycheck from Ron Paul and then the next week take a paycheck from Rudy Giuliani?
And Rudy Giuliani said he was a liberal and with a very, very questionable moral status.
Absolutely.
We're going to be back here in just a moment with John Pernow, and we're going to be talking about the Ron Paul campaign, ladies and gentlemen, are you concerned that they're stealing another election?
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Youngevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. SeedCatalog.com.
Dr. Stan and John was just talking. If you want to know about this lawsuit, it has been filed. Things are being done, but these people doing it in this group called Lawyers for Ron Paul need your help. Now, first of all, you need to know what they've done. So you want to go to John's website, www.johnperna, P-E-R-N-A-2, is that .com?
No, you don't have to do that. Just go to YouTube.
Yep.
Go to www.youtube.com.
Okay, youtube.com.
Yeah, then they have a little search bar inside of YouTube. And if you put J-O-H-N-P-E-R-N-A, John Perna, 2, the number 2, into that search bar, you will find your way to my channel, which has quite a number of different videos on it, some that relate to this. And I can, of course, I can give you the whole YouTube channel. If you want it, it's www.youtube.com/user/johnperna2?feature=MHEE. That's the whole URL that you relate to it. But you don't have to do all that, because you could just go to the engine on YouTube and put JOHNPERNA2, and you'll find your way to it.
Or go to Google and simply put that in. And
that's YouTube, right.
And that'll get you there as well. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And it's rather late to suddenly really to be talking about these things, but I will have to admit, I didn't want to admit even to myself that infiltrated the campaign, Ron Paul's campaign. You always like to think that the people who are backing Ron Paul and his campaign are on his side, and it wasn't until I actually talked to the number one man in public relations in that campaign. I know it was the number one man because I called the National Congressional Office, and although they can't make any arrangements for interviews for a political campaign, that has to be entirely separate. I did talk to somebody who acknowledged that the man I had talked to within the campaign was in charge of public relations. It was obvious. He wasn't trying to get drawn this way. He put me off. Oh, well, don't you worry. We'll get back to you. And I knew that. But I tried for 10 months and same problem. And then, of course, we began voting with so there's even been people who were testified that they were paid rigged. Where in the voting machines, so with phony responses. And then, of course, we find out that exit polls show in many instances, or in some instances, Ron Paul has won. And then, of course, when they count the votes with the electronic voting machines, why he's only gets 20% of the vote. Ladies and gentlemen, the important election of your life, what are you going to do? You've got to get started talking about this. You've got to get the information that we have. You need to get copies of these interviews. And if you want to, I'll put together a four-tape set or four-CD set going into the of how they're rigging this election, how they've the campaign. And, Chris, they want to have a... They want to... They had John again.
Yes.
A telephone number 1-888-Liberty, 1-888-24-Liberty, or 4-8-2-9-5. Go ahead, John.
Yes, with regard to the vote engine, Google, Bing, doesn't matter which one, put in the word target freedom as if it was one word. Target like you would shoot at, freedom like you would like to continue to have. Run together as if it was a term. Fraud, election, Ron Paul, Obama, doesn't matter what. And you will find tremendous numbers of articles that are posted on either one of my two web pages. One is targetfreedom.com, www.targetfreedom.com, and the other one is a mirror web page, which is targetfreedom.typepad.com. Now, on those web pages, in the category, like if you put in, for instance, Target Freedom, and quote, vote fraud, unquote, you would find actual YouTube videos produced with the testimony of Clinton Eugene Curtis before the Ohio State Legislature. Clinton Eugene Curtis is a computer programmer who lives in Tallahassee, Florida, and who was hired by a company to write the program to steal elections. He actually didn't know that they had hired him to write the program to steal elections. He thought they were hiring him to write a program to prevent the stealing of elections. And you'll hear his testimony before the Ohio State Legislature. And in numerous, and of course anybody wants
hold
to email
that thought,
me.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Envita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Envita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Envita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Envita at 866-830-4576. Envita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid that is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Sitting our guest this evening, John Burnham. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. Now, the lawsuit has been filed. It's before the Seventh Court. Do we have any idea how long it'll take for that lawsuit to be heard? Because, of course, time is of the essence here in this case, John.
Well, I was actually quite surprised when I talked with the other people in the executive committee of lawyers for Ron Paul. When I first got involved, I said, well, how can we even get it before the court, before the convention actually takes place? And the fact is, there is a difference in this kind of case. You know, if you get hit by somebody's automobile on the highway, or if you have some fraudulent activity in your business, or you're injured, or all those things, there's no urgency. There's no an exigent condition that requires the court to act or move you to the top of the docket. This is the kind of case that has a fast track in the judicial system. They can move right up to being heard. And I can't say, no one else can say exactly how long it's going to take them. And, of course, this would be a tactic. Lawyer delay has never lost a case. They will try to keep the thing from being heard. But everything they do is exposing their own chicanery. You see, the more they dodge, and just as they have already done things that they have dodged, they expose their hand. They cannot pay the price of being as evasive as they will have to be in order to try to dodge this. They're going to have to let it be heard.
And basically, of course, the thing is that they have got the people planted in key positions in the Republican Party all across America, but then they have them planted in key positions in the Democrat Party across America, in most of our conservative organizations, in most of our liberal organizations, in most certainly of our religious organizations. Don't think for one minute they haven't targeted our churches so that the ministers will not speak out about what's going on. Well, let's go to Tony. We've got Tony calling us from Flint, Michigan, and certainly if our producer will just pass him over here, we'll get to Tony. I think it's vitally important, ladies and gentlemen, that you get involved and you start talking about these things. I went up on the internet about 3 weeks ago and looked up certainly something about infiltration of Ron Paul's campaign. I mean, I was the only person talking about this, and yet it should be so obvious that as when I talked to Joyce Riley, when I talked to the people in Alex Jones' ministry, that they're having exactly the same problems that we are. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 if you're out there across America and you'd like to talk about this subject, how vitally important it is that we get a fair election. Why do you think that they spent all that time talking about the hanging chads back there in the year 2000? It was so that you'd be willing to go to the electronic voting machines that can be so readily rigged. And of course they can be rigged. Of course, everything electronic can be rigged. And because now we have, of course, if you go to John Perner's website, you'll actually see the testimony of a gentleman, a programmer who was actually paid to write a program to rig an election, to actually rig the voting machine to give the wrong results, and so they can flip the votes, they get anybody to win that they want to. And are you in a position to evaluate it? Will they let you go in? Oh, they say, you have to trust us. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the future of America. We're talking about the people who lied to us about certainly Pat Tillman and the fact they told us that this courageous young man who'd given up his football career to go fight for America in Afghanistan had been killed leading his men up the hillside, and they gave him a Silver Star for heroism. Was actually, he was killed with 3 bullets in his forehead. And of course, the examiner, medical examiner, said they thought it was murder. Eventually, it came out. At least he didn't fight in a battle. It was friendly fire that killed him. But do you really think that friendly fire would leave 3 bullet holes centered in the middle of Pat Tillman's forehead? And then, of course, they lied to us about the Gulf of Tonkin incident that got us into the Vietnam War. They lied to us about the bayoneting of the Kuwaiti children to get us into the Kuwaiti War. And George Bush lied to the American people about the weapons of mass destruction in Iraq because they wanted to get us into a war over there. And as you know, today we have certainly, we're financing almost 500,000 men to fight the 50 members of Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan. And do you think that these people are in the least bit concerned, certainly, about the fact that they are rigging this election? Well, I'm going to ask Daniel if he'll go ahead and pass Tony from Michigan over to us. He's sitting there on Tony's trying to get in. And if you have a question or comment about this idea of rigging the election, about having people planted in the Ron Paul campaign, if you have any question or comment, certainly about the exit polls, why aren't we doing exit polls to see how people are really voting? Why didn't the Ron Paul campaign do exit polls to make sure this was honest? So basically, do we know anything about why the Ron Paul campaign didn't do exit polls? Do you know anything about this fellow who supposedly was a judge who actually did an exit poll?
Are you asking me?
Yes, uh-huh.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if you had a caller on the line there or not. Mm-hmm. In every single precinct, there's a tremendous number of precincts. This is an act that the average person doesn't actually understand, but if you just look at a state, any state, mm-hmm. and understand that there are 50 states, And every state has some number of counties. Every county has some number of precincts. And every precinct has a large number, you know, one voting place in all these different counties for all these different precincts. Now, to have an exit poll in every single precinct, in every single county, in every single state of the whole United States is a tremendous number of people. Not that it cannot be done, but the next question is, after you do it, the reality is this. They will say your exit poll is false.
And that's that's exactly what they did in Ohio. Of course, they knew that John Kerry had won the state of Ohio. Well, let's go to Tony, who's calling us from Michigan. Tony, do you have a question or comment for our guest?
I have a comment. The gentleman just said they can lab up the exit poll, too.
Right.
But I'm a Democrat, and I, in Michigan, as you can see, and I voted for Santorum. He was had the next amount of delegates behind Romney.
Right.
And he's gone, and
right.
That's what I wanted, because of two issues, abortion and homosexuality.
Right.
Okay, and he's gone.
Ron Paul has gotten thousands of votes, write-in votes in Democratic primaries.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason for that is because Ron Paul is the only candidate that actually embraces the ideas that all both political parties, it doesn't matter whether you're Democrat or Republican, just like tremendous high percent of the people want to end this war, these many, many different wars that we're all involved in.
Mm-hmm.
And they want to stop the intrusion of the federal government into your personal and private life, into mm-hmm. your personal habits and every kind of mm-hmm. thing. And the idea of individual liberty is not partisan. Freedom is a popular idea. And, you know, Dennis Kucinich is a Democratic congressman.
Mm-hmm.
And Dennis Kucinich ran for president in 2008.
Yes, he
did. And I've got the videos. It's up on my channel right now. You can go to John Perna 2 and look at the video that's entitled Ron Paul and Dennis Kucinich in 2012, Bipartisan Opposition to the Bankers. You see, because, Dennis Kucinich was asked, if you were elected, if you were going to get the nomination, who would you pick as your vice president? He said, Ron Paul. Mm-hmm.
And, can I ask one more question?
Let him finish there, Tony.
Okay,
then
okay.
Ask
I want to go ahead.
The thing about it is, Dennis Kucinich said, you know, what we've got is we've got an illusion that the conflict that's taking place is between Republican and Democratic Party. It's not.
Mm-hmm.
It's between the anti-establishmentarians and the establishment. You've got the New World Order and the bankers and the industrial mm-hmm. military complex on one side.
Mm-hmm.
And on the other side, you've got the people who want to be mm-hmm. free and mm-hmm. who want to have the yoke of taxation and the burden of oppressive regulation and being mm-hmm. sent off to no-win wars, endless wars, and dying in these wars and paying taxes to support those wars. But the mm-hmm. individual people who would like to just be left alone to live their own lives mm-hmm. as they choose to live, they're in both political parties. And then in both political parties, you've got a power structure
mm-hmm.
that dominates the political party on behalf of the international bankers.
Mm-hmm.
And the New World Order, the industrial military complex, doesn't matter what you call it. You know, from mm-hmm. left to right, there's all kinds of different names that all describe the same group of people. There's a mm-hmm. group of powerful people. Some people call them the industrial military complex. Some people call them the international bankers. Some people call them the conspiracy. You know, whatever. You're not supposed to say the word conspiracy these days. But anyway, if you find out that there's a group of powerful people that are controlling both political parties mm-hmm. and they're manipulating everything, then you're going to be called a conspiracy theorist.
Well, so Tony, John, let's let Tony has one more question there.
One more question, right.
Go ahead.
I agree with him about Ron Paul about the wars, but what did Ron Paul stand on homosexuality and abortion?
Well, basically,
well, you know,
My major subject.
All right, John, you go ahead and answer that. But I would want to answer that as well. So, John, you give your answer.
First of all, you have to make a distinction between what is the government's business and what is none of the government's business.
Mm-hmm.
If you understand what is none of the government's business, the government has no business telling you about your personal life, about your personal
relationship. Well, now, are you talking about the federal? You have to differentiate the federal government from the state government. Certainly, government is what you're talking about. The federal government has no right to tell you about abortion or homosexuality.
Oh, now, wait a minute. Now, abortion is a different thing. Abortion is a different thing. I was not talking about abortion when I said that, because killing a human being is not simply a matter of a personal relationship between two people. The purpose of government is to protect life, liberty, and property. And and government should not be using force against anyone for any other reason except to protect somebody from someone who is taking their life, liberty, or property and abusing it. Now, the strong can abuse the weak in the absence of, if the very weakest of all, the unborn, who has total power over them, then government is not protecting life, liberty, and property. You know, our Declaration of Independence says that we all hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal and are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, among these being life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Now, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness are three categories, which can all be broken down into subcategories. Life. That means the right to defend yourself, and also the right, it just doesn't mean the right not to be murdered, but it also means the right not to be murdered before you're born. It means the right to be able to defend yourself after you're born, which means the right to keep and bear arms. The right to the pursuit of happiness, of course, includes the right to own property, because you can't pursue happiness if you're not allowed to own property. It's also the right to be left alone in your personal affairs.
Well, I think certainly Ron Paul was pro-life, but he did not want a federal legislation as far as homosexuality.
Absolutely.
That would be something we've done in the states. Tony, what was your response to that? Ron Paul was pro-life. He was going to go along with the federal government's ability to defend the unborn, but it did not want the federal government to tell people that they couldn't be homosexuals. That would be something better the state.
That's exactly right. It's none of the government.
Let's get Tony's response. Yeah. Tony, go ahead.
Okay. Ron Paul is a Christian man, right?
Right.
So homosexuality is biblical.
Right.
Sodomy. That's biblical.
Correct.
Right.
So you
got
to go with God before anybody. That's how I look at it.
Okay, fine.
Where
in the Constitution, because Ron Paul adhered to the Constitution, I don't think he would be against at all state laws against homosexuality.
Right,
but
it
would be
laws
against federal government, because he does not want the federal government extending to all these things to regulate everything in the name of righteousness.
I agree with that.
Right.
The state laws.
What we need to do is to distinguish between the limited powers of government and the unlimited powers of God. God has the ability and the authority to do anything he wants anything he chooses to act upon. Government does not have the power of God. We don't want government to be our God. We want God to be our God.
All right, fine. But to see, you're getting into a theological discussion here.
Go ahead, Tony. Once it's a state law, then the judges get in there and change. The judges get in there and vote it down. Because people might get in and say, we don't want that. But then the judges get there, liberal judges, and then what you got?
You're absolutely right, Tony. That's our big problem. The biggest problem we have is the judges in this country. We need to get judges who fear God.
And that's statewide.
Both state and at the federal level.
Yeah, but you said the state. I said, good, the state would be fine. But the judges would get in there and they voted. That's what people say.
Absolutely. And we hope that God will strike some of those people dead.
We should be very careful
about converting God's law into man's law. In other words, the right of government, the power of government should not be made to be as extensive as the power of God. God can lay down things about what he says are right and what he's wrong. But, you know, very rarely has God used force to implement adherence to his laws. He usually tells you what he wants you to do. He hopes you will do it. But he doesn't come, except Sodom and Gomorrah was one example where he used force. But, you see, the government comes with guns and tasers and billy clubs. And they tell you this is what you must do. Now, those people who say the government should have more power to enforce laws because God says they're saying God doesn't have enough power to do this by himself. God needs our help. God needs a bureaucrat in Washington or a policeman with a gun and a taser.
I think what we need to do is hear to the Constitution, don't you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the Constitution does not.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's John Perna. John, one more time, your website, then we'll let you go. And because John Perna is on the executive committee of Lawyers for Ron Paul. How can people get to your website one more time, John?
Okay. I have actually several websites. The ones I've already mentioned are www.targetfreedom.com. Target like you would shoot at. Freedom like you would like to continue to have. Target Freedom Run Together as if it was one word, .com. Then the other one is targetfreedom.typepad.com. I also have an online book distributorship, which is AmericanistBookstore.com. I have an Amazon storefront, I have a couple other web pages. I won't go into all of them.
Okay, well, we're going to have to let you go. We're out of time. God bless, and please
okay.
keep in touch with us.
God bless.
Okay,
thank you.
Well, that was certainly John Pernon, the Executive Committee of Lawyers for Ron Paul, and this is such an important issue, and you need to understand what the implications are, and there are a number of aspects of it. Number one, the infiltration of Ron Paul's committee. Number two, the illicit activities of the people who are altering the votes and are rigging the elections so that Ron Paul certainly does not get the votes or the delegates. And in those areas where he has actually gotten the delegates, where they've actually been elected for him, why everything is being done to keep those delegates from going to Tampa in August to vote for him. You must understand that they're rigging the convention, and you need to be incensed. You need to be angry. If you are, we hope that you'll let people know and get onto radio programs and talk about it. Well, this is the time I have to mention that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And if you're out there in the listening audience and would like to help us finance what we do, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8900. You can certainly join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. If you have a product you'd like to advertise with us, why, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We do carry the Miracle 2 soap products. We think that they're excellent. We do, of course, carry a line of certainly of health products. Among those is something called prostate support, which every man over 60 ought to be taking. So many of the prostate medications actually tend to feminize you. They contain estrogen or estrogen-like substances, and they work. But do you really want, of course, to get your little dose of estrogen? Prostate support is salt palmetto and stinging thistle. It works. I've taken it for a number of years, and I can tell you without any hesitation, it's a very effective product. If you'd like to know more, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like a list, certainly, of the various health products we carry, or the Miracle 2 products, or the list of books or tapes or DVDs that we have, or if you'd like a free catalog, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. Now, your job is to tell other people about our program. Certainly, you want to get my book, The Brotherhood of Darkness. You want to get my talk about the forbidden secret, and the other talk about the dark secret, and the syllabuses go with those. You want to get certainly our most recent DVD, The Case for a Satanic Conspiracy. The Case for a Satanic Conspiracy. And then you'll want to get the Population Control, The Covert Agenda. Population Control, The Covert Agenda. I will mention that I will be speaking in Huntington Beach on the 5th of July. That's, I guess, the end of next week. And if you want more information, call 1-800-544-8927. I'll be speaking in Denver, Colorado on the 15th of September. That's a couple of months from now. And then, of course, we'll be having our all-day conference here in the Aptos Monterey Bay area on the 21st of October. For more information, 1-800-544-8927. But understand, this is a spiritual battle being fought on a political and ideological battlefield. But it is primarily a spiritual battle. Please, of course, pray for our leaders, for our nation, for Alex, for Joyce, for Ron Paul, and certainly his family, because believe me, their lives are in jeopardy. If you want the 4 tape set on Deadly Assassins, give us a call. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Melody Cederstrom from Discount Gold and Silver. Hi, Melody. How are we doing?
Just fine, Dr. Stan, you.
Well, tell us what's going on from your point of view, Sydney. I suspect now with gold and silver, they've driven the price down. It's all manipulated. It's very obviously manipulated. But I suspect a lot of people are loath to actually buy it this time, aren't they?
Well, I think people are a little skittish, and they also fall into, you still have the Dow Jones up at 12,500, and so using the NASDAQ at 2,800. So, again, these are signs to a lot of the American people that, hey, things are okay, the stock market is up, and maybe they're going to pull this off. But for a lot of people, they look at that, but we have seen increased pressure on gold and silver, and particularly silver, but they're great buys at this point in time. We've actually seen some 90% products disappear. As of Friday of last week, the 22nd of June, there wasn't any 90% silver to be had. This is the quarters, dimes, 50-cent pieces, up and including 1964 coinage that a lot of people purchase. It's a great way to purchase some inexpensive silver, some very cost-effective silver, and also get coinage that is still spendable. So, but that just disappeared overnight. And that was very interesting. So we have a lot of pressure. Silver Eagles are still available. Silver Rounds, Bars, Morgans, Peace Dollars, they're all available. It's just a 90% junk silver. So it was an unusual turn in the trade, unable to find it, but yet you still see the pressure on gold and silver. So great times to be buying.
It really is, because I'm sure that people who have the silver are not going to sell it at this ridiculous price, because they recognize it's all manipulated, and they know very well the price is going to go back up again, and they want to sell the product when it's more expensive. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely, and that's exactly it. There's more buyers than sellers, so when you have that situation, there is no product. But absolutely, they're not selling. You see these lower prices. I would guess if the prices stayed here at this level for a week or so, you might see some more silver coming back into the market then. But I think you're going to see a turnaround in the markets. We had options expiration. I think they started hitting gold and silver as of last week. So I think you'll see a turnaround time. We're going into the summer, but I don't think this summer is going to be quite like so many of the others where you have a quiet market, gold and silver. I think we have too many things that are happening, too many key dates and so forth, and the possibility of prices going up. But everyone has said, again, by the end of this year, you definitely could see higher prices beating out that $1,900 level for gold that we saw last year in September.
Well, I think that people have to realize that basically we have such a economic situation in America where there is no hope for ever paying off our debts. Basically, of course, they're lying to us about what the national debt is. If you go to Shadow Stats, John Williams' website, he will tell you that the national debt, the current national debt, is about $81 trillion. There's no way we could simply pay that off. We put everything in that came into our government over 5 years. It still wouldn't pay off our national debt. There's no way to pay off this national debt. It keeps growing about $5 trillion, certainly every year, because more and more people are retiring under Medicare, under Social Security, and basically the welfare state was designed to destroy America.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Dan, our guest is Melody Cederstrom. It's certainly, we'll be glad to talk to you. If you have it, give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. I was just saying that we have basically $660 billion a year we spend just on welfare. Now, that separates from Medicare, Medicaid. That separates from Social Security. Medicare is probably about $550 billion a year. Social Security is about $700 billion a year. The military is about $750 billion a year. And between $750 and $600 and $500, that's about $2.1 to $2.2 trillion. That's all the money we take in. Nobody wants to pay higher taxes. Nobody wants to cut spending. Well, you can't keep putting money out that you don't have, and yet that's exactly what they're doing. And the Republicans and the Democrats got together and agreed to cut actually $1 trillion over the next 10 years. And since they couldn't agree whether to what to do, certainly the Republicans want to increase the military, the Democrats want to certainly increase welfare spending. So basically, they decided to take off over the next year $500 billion from the military, and of course to decrease spending on welfare $500 billion. So that means over 10 years, We're going to cut $1 billion. But, ladies and gentlemen, we're running a $1 billion, $1.5 billion deficit every year. They're making a great deal about how wonderful it is. We're going to cut, suddenly, $1 trillion off our budget. We should be cutting $10 trillion off the budget over the next 10 years. We're not going to do that. They're only going to cut 10% of what's needed. It's all showbiz. It's to give you the impression that they're doing something. The leaders of both the Republican and the Democrat Party know that the deficit this year is going to be about $1.3 trillion. Let me repeat that. $1.3 trillion. And what are they going to do? Well, they have agreed to cut about $150 billion from the budget. That's all they're going to cut. And, of course, they know very soon that the whole system's going to go bankrupt. That, I believe, is the plan. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Basically, of course, once you get off the gold standard, why, of course, the prices keep going up. There is no restraint on the central banking system. What they can do, of course, is paper over what's going on by printing more and more and more money, which is what they're doing. And they're creating money out of nothing. And there are all these trillions of dollars sitting there in various accounts and bonds and things like that. And our federal deficit keeps going up higher and higher. But there's no way it will ever be paid off. And anybody who tells you there's a solution is simply lying. The real deficit at the present time is $81 trillion. Go to shadowstats.com. Shadowstats.com. Read John Williams' analysis and weep. Melody, what do you suggest that people do?
Well, of course, they need to prepare for. And when we talk about preparing for things, we talk about, you know, there's things you need to do, your food, your water. But those that have wealth, and even those who have, you know, who want to protect themselves and be able to use in a bartering situation in their local communities, of course, they can always turn to gold and silver. And I am 100% a hard asset person. I just don't think paper is going to be worth anything that it's written on. And in order to preserve your purchasing power, you really do need to own gold and silver. I think you're going to see gold be a major, major player in world finances. They're going to use gold as a way to, I believe, to balance out the world currencies and to put that into a world unit of trade. Gold will be used. How much and to what degree, I don't think anybody really knows. But if you just look at the world's debt that we're, you know, even Europe's debt and our debt, it would have to be priced very high. I think this week, most of the listeners, and I'm sure you too, Dr. Stan, knows about the letter, the financial institution letter that was sent out by the FDIC recommending that they begin to use gold bullion as a tier one asset, you know, in their bank collateral. And that really has a lot to say as far as where gold will be, how they're changing the banking system. I think it's a way in order to unify banks around the world, at least with Europe at this point in time. And again, it's another push for that one world currency and for gold as being a very important player in things. The demand for gold would be significant. The price of gold would be significant. People with wealth, your central bank, they understand gold. Doesn't matter what they say on all your financial news programs, they understand gold. Just like here in the States, the coin market. Yes, we see pressure on spot gold and spot silver. But the market that's doing fairly well are coins of quality. And who buys coins of quality? You have people of wealth who buy coins of quality. That market is heavily sought after. Last week we saw prices drop. I did a comparison from April to June. We had a drop of gold various points in times anywhere from $40 to $70, but there's some higher quality coins that have actually gone up in this market. So I think it shows several things. I think it shows the demand from people of wealth going into that particular area.
but it also shows how tight the market is in the coin and that the demand is still there. So I think where we're at, where we're seeing the gold prices at this level, I think we're pretty safe to say that, you know, we have seen a bottom, and it might circulate around here. We might see it maybe next month, but as these things unfold, as we hit these various dates and we head into the fall and the beginning of next year, I think gold and silver will just take off. So that is what I see in the gold market.
Well, this is Dr. Stan and Sydney. If you have a question or comment, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Well, basically, there's a number of interesting things that have happened. Well, one of them is, of course, that Germany's come up with a solution, and they've simply said that the countries over in Europe that need to borrow money, suddenly they would allow them to borrow money, but they would have to put up collateral. They would have to put up 20% gold for everything they borrowed, and if they didn't pay it back, they would lose the gold that they're going to put up. Now, you have to understand that all of the central banks of the countries over there are holding gold. Why? Because central bankers understand the importance of gold. They understand that the paper money is just a matter of perception. As long as they can get people to believe in paper money, it's fine. But paper money has no real inherent value. And basically, of course, if you study the prices going back to about 1655, and if you go to John Williams' website, radioliberty.shadowstats.com, he has the charts in the special report he has on hyperinflation 2012. That's hyperinflation 2012. And basically, why John Williams shows you this chart of the prices. They were stable from 1655 all the way up at really until 1913, and then they just went up a little bit. Why? Because, of course, they, by 1933, they doubled the price of gold so that they could expand the money supply. But still, prices were fairly stable up until August of 1971, when Richard Nixon temporarily suspended gold redemption for money. Just it was temporarily. That was all it was. It was just temporarily, and here we are 40 years later, and of course it's still temporarily suspended. And once you took away the necessity to have gold backing for currency, prices started a meteoric rise. And the price of gold went from $35 an ounce up to almost $2,000 an ounce. It's about $1,570 an ounce. But look at what's happened to the price of homes. I mean, the home that my folks had bought for $3,000 is probably $150,000 right now, as far as its value is concerned. And certainly, the money has lost about 96% of its value. People do not understand that. They do not understand that the people of great wealth are suddenly taking their money, and now they're in the process of it, investing it in material things. And usually they're buying a property, they're investing it in gold, they're investing it in silver, but they're not putting it in bonds, they're not putting it suddenly in other monetary increments that are tied to paper money. Because they know that the paper money system is corrupt. They know that America is bankrupt and we will never pay off our national debt. And they know what's going to happen when this whole house of cards comes tumbling down. And it can happen. It can happen very, very quickly, as it has in other countries. And if you're not prepared for it, why, of course, you're not going to have a chance to do anything at all. But certainly in a matter of a few weeks, they can destroy the value of your currency. How can they do it? Because the major banks are sitting on large volumes of money. They've got it from the Federal Reserve System, but they're not lending it out. If they lent it out, we would have a prosperous economy, but also have inflation. The major corporations tie into the Brotherhood of Darkness, have a large amount of money, and of course it's certainly invested in many times, certainly in places, any place where it won't lose value. And they're not certainly investing it either. They all are in on the scam. And one of these days, when they release all that money, we'll get our hyperinflation.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security in plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off.